about what this would be like?
So what?
Did you come here with any preconceived notions about what it would be like playing in this environment? And how would you say you've done, given this is all kind of new to you?
I think I've done pretty good. I have areas of improvement as well, but I think I've adjusted to it well. And I just knew coming in it was going to be a very competitive thing. Every time we play, guys fighting for spots. Some guys don't have spots, just on teams trying to get a spot. So, they're giving it all they have out there.
For you personally, what are you happiest with what you've done out here, and what do you want to work on when you get back to Phoenix and as you get ready for October?
Just getting the groove of the game. I've really been, getting the groove of it really well. More so better than I did in college. And just playing with a lot of, guys that have a little more experience here than me is really helping me out a lot. But when I get back, I'm just going to continue to work on everything, getting stronger, just getting, trying to watch a lot of film, and just learn everything that I can for the season that's coming up.
What's the toughest part of learning to play with guys that you've never played with in a short span like this?
Maybe most of the team chemistry. It really hasn't been a problem so far, but sometimes, just those little things, like when you know a guy's going to be in the corner or if he's going to go for the lob, little things like that. But for the most part, I think we've adjusted to the world. We only had 5 practices coming into this to summer league, so I think that we're doing pretty good.
Can you talk a little bit about the mindset you have of attacking the basket, getting yourself to the line? Because you made a real impression on everybody this week when you were going to do that.
I just try to find contact wherever I'm going and just try to finish through it. I know that it's really not a problem for me to get by the first guy because I have a quick first step and I'm long and I use my athleticism. So it's just a matter of me absorbing the contact and finishing and trying to get fouls.
Is there also some basketball IQ involved here, because smart players find ways to draw contact?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would you consider yourself a high basketball IQ person?
Yes, I would. I know when to attack, when to kick it. I've been getting a lot better at that as well. So, because in high school, it's just so easy for me to go score. But, once you get against bigger guys, bigger, stronger guys, you have to, figure out the whole game. So I've been doing that pretty good.
How much did the 1 year at Kentucky help with your transition to this level of basketball?
I think it helped a lot. Being under Coach Cal's, tutelage for a year, it really helped me, adjust to the things that I'm, having to deal with now. He's a tough coach, and so, the things that he's done for me, has really helped me out. Appreciate it.
Archie, you were really efficient today from the field. I know your shot's been up and down, but today I don't think you missed more than one shot, if any.
5 for 5.
Free throw line treated you pretty well today. What's it been like finding your range and finding your comfort zone out here in the speed of the game?
Just continually shooting and watching film. I watch the games whenever I can to just see what I could have done a little different on my shot, why I missed a shot. We went to the gym yesterday and got some shots up, I figured out what it was and I was able to correct it.
Are you physically holding up pretty well this week? You guys play a lot of basketball in a short span.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like high school was.
I'm fine. It's nothing. I went from high school, from playing our whole game in college and then high school to playing 20-some minutes now. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Aren't you talking about your defense? It seemed like a turning point in the game was when Coach switched you on to Dwight Bikes, I think is how you pronounce his name. So talk about that part of it.
I just try to stick to whatever Coach wants me to do. We knew that Bikes wanted to get into the lane, and so Coach just wants me, just to go under the screens and just contest the shots, make it difficult. And so whenever he tells me to do, that's what I try to do to the best I can.
Do you consider yourself a defense first guy, an offense, more of a scorer mentality?
I have a scoring mentality, but I know the defense is important. So it's not like I would choose one over the other, because I know that both of them are equally important. So I just try to do both.
Did you know much about the Suns organization before they drafted you? And if you did, what did you know?
Not so much, because I just really didn't. But I knew that Coach wanted to take play here. I knew, about when Charles Barkley and those guys got came here, they could have won it the year if they didn't have to run up against, a certain guy by the name of Michael Jordan. But, it's a great history here, great tradition. We're just trying to get the, fire back here.
What have you thought of coaches up kind of system that he's trying to bring?
I think it fits me perfect. I'm able to run the floor. As you can see, I'll run everybody every time. So it plays into, the way I play, because I like to get up and down. So it works in my favor.
You guys seem very hell-bent on trying to win this thing? I mean, you're in the tournament, you might as well win it. You're in the semifinals. Do we expect a lot of energy from everybody tomorrow afternoon against Miami?
Oh, definitely. We're going to come out ready to play. It's a good team we're going up against, but we're a good team as well. And so we all discussed that we want to win this. So it's just a matter of us going out there and taking care of our business.
Yeah, young teams that seem to do well here, like Golden State last year, they carried over to their season. Could you sense maybe if Phoenix could win Monday night, that it carries over to the training camp and possibly to regular season as you guys change, you know, culture, trying to get back on the winning side like it used to be?
I think so. We're just going to try to carry the attitude from here until, you know, the season. And with the guys that we have, that shouldn't be a problem because we're all competitive guys, all hardworking guys. And so I think that we'll be just fine.
Thank you, Archie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.